Ladies and gentlemen, the following segment of the podcast is presented exclusively by Hillsdale College. For over 175 years, four purposes have defined Hillsdale's mission: learning, character, faith, and freedom. Thank you for listening, and my sincere appreciation to our brothers and sisters at Hillsdale for their great sponsorship.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Not only is Joe Biden a stupid man by birth, not only is he cognitively in left field by age, but he's a stubborn old bird, too. Bangs his head against the wall, bangs the nation's head collectively against the wall. He came into office with 48 hours. He was signing executive orders left and right and left and right. He was going to be the great next Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He thinks he can control the economy. He can manipulate the economy. He can control markets. When he can't even control when he goes to the restroom. He's interfered with the oil markets. He's interfered with the value of our currency. He's destroyed our immigration rules. And now look, the country's in chaos. It's a mess. It's a mess. He's the reason oil prices are through the roof. It has nothing to do with Vladimir Putin. To keep repeating Putin's price hikes over and over and over again takes the mind of a parrot. What are they going to do about the increased price of gasoline at the pump, of crude oil, of propane? And it all affects the price of electricity, too, as you'll see on your electricity bill. What is he going to do about it? Like a good liberal or Marxist, we have a stockpile of oil that's been put aside in case of an emergency. That is a war. What Biden is doing is he's draining it. That oil was bought cheap. Much of it was bought by Donald Trump when it was under $40 a gallon, or a barrel, I should say. Now it's over $100 a barrel. A million barrels a day for the next 6 months costs him nothing. Some future president's going to have to figure out how to make good on it. But doesn't come close to what we need. Then they lie. First it's Putin, and then it's the oil companies trying to take advantage. Ladies and gentlemen, if the oil companies are trying to take advantage, why did they invent fracking? The government didn't invent fracking. The Democrat Party didn't invent fracking. Joe Biden didn't invent fracking. The oil companies did. Because they wanted fuel to be plentiful. And they did more to create energy independence in this country than any other entity. Why do they want energy independence? If they don't care about America, if they don't care about their employees, if they don't care about the price of fuel, then why would they do any of this? Why would they care? The oil companies want to drill in Alaska. In the Arctic Reserve. It's called the Arctic Reserve because decades ago it was put aside for drilling. Trump said, okay. Biden took it off the table. The oil companies want new leases where there's potentially new oil, so-called. Biden said no. No. Now he keeps talking about the 9,000 leases that aren't being used. Well, I talked about this before. In many cases, you have to develop the area around these leases in order to get there. You need an infrastructure. So when he comes into office, he signs an executive order to put the oil companies out of business and to eliminate fossil fuels over a couple decades period. They're not going to invest money around the leases in order to drill. That's number one. Number two, some of these leases that have been let have turned out to be useless. So they're not drilling. Number three, it's one thing to get a lease, but then you need a permit to drill. You need a permit from BLM. You need a permit from other entities within the Department of Interior. How do I know? Because I was the number two lawyer there for a period of time. That's how I know. As deputy solicitor. And the Biden administration isn't giving permits out for companies to drill on leased land that they paid for. This is the game. This is what you do when you don't have any solutions. This is what you do when you're an ideologue. As he's an ideologue when it comes to transgenderism, which I'll get to in a moment. This country's being run by individuals who lied to get into office, who changed our election laws to get into office, or the backing of a corrupt media and billionaires like Zuckerberg, who interfered in the election, interfered in the precincts. We have corporatists, board members and executives in these corporations. They don't view their job as making a profit. They view their job as social engineers, as part of the social climate, if you will. We have shortages of fuel the way we're going to have shortages of food. And shortages of automobiles and shortages of computer chips. Is that big computer? Big computer chip? Big automobile, big beef, big meat. This man Biden is a punk. He's a street hack politician. He's a incredibly stupid man. And there he is, sitting in the Oval Office, making decisions that are incredibly destructive for this country. He's surrounded by the most radical staff. Here we have Blaze Media. Biden administration invents Securities and Environmental Commission out of thin air to force climate agenda on U.S. businesses. Remember I mentioned this? The Securities and Exchange Commission, a government agency established in the aftermath of the 1929 stock market crash to protect investors and maintain fair markets. One of the people they were trying to protect us from, by the way, was Joe Kennedy Sr. May soon become a player in imposing Biden's climate agenda. This is what they're doing at every level. They don't have the authority, legal authority. They don't have the constitutional right. They don't have the backing of the American people. in a 3-to-1 vote last week, unelected Democratic bureaucrats who serve as the agency's commissioners voted without authorization from Congress to impose sweeping new rules that require all publicly traded companies to disclose how their business affects, quote, climate change, unquote. According to a press release issued by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the proposed rules would require businesses to disclose their greenhouse gas emissions, along with any and all information relevant to, quote, climate-related risks that are reasonably likely to have a material impact on their business, results of operations, or financial condition. They have opened the floodgate to slip-and-fall ambulance-chasing lawyers who are going to sue energy companies. In a lengthy statement of dissent, the SEC's lone Republican commissioner, Hester Pierce, quipped that with the move, the agency essentially reinvented itself as the Securities and Environment Commission without any say from the American people. He emphatically argued the new rules will harass and hamstring businesses with unnecessary and burdensome regulations that will ultimately harm investors and the economy. And besides, she asserted, the SEC has no authority to enact such rules, seeing as Congress never gave the agency such broad power. They violate federal law. Excuse me. They impose their will. They lie about the consequences, who's responsible for them. We have higher gas prices because Joe Biden, the Democrats, and the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., as well as the no-growth movement, the American Marxist climate change movement, does not want you using fossil fuels. It has nothing to do with Putin. I get behind this microphone virtually every day. We talked about the price of fuel, how it was going up, before Putin had 200,000 of his military on the border with Ukraine, well before the prices began going up, well before, because they already had obstructed these oil companies. Then a tax on billionaires. That's why this book, American Marxism, speaks the truth. Class warfare, anti-capitalism, anti-free markets, anti-economic growth and wealth creation. That's what they're doing, centralizing government. Massive taxes is what they want. Massive government tentacles in every walk of life. Small businesses, medium businesses, large businesses. In your home, in your bedrooms, for God's sakes. Democrats in Washington appear happy to support the move since the rules fit with the party's aggressive approach to the climate. Many too likely see pressuring corporations as an effective step in accomplishing their goals. Here's the truth. These radical legal organizations have been suing ExxonMobil and other corporations like that for the last decade, claiming that they are harming their investors with their anti-climate change practices, demanding information from them, accusing them of criminality by hiding how they're screwing investors because of their lack of attention to the climate change impacts on the bottom line. This is what's going on in the shadows. But when Joe Biden gets up there, starts trashing American companies the way he trashed meat producers, the way he trashes all kinds of organizations and entities and so forth, because his policies, the Democrat Party's policies, are a disaster for our country. A disaster for our country. Well, it's not fast enough that we can replace them in the House and the Senate. And hopefully in 2024, Joe Biden or this country will never be the same. Joe Biden, in 14 months, has made this country poor. He's destroyed the pensions of those who are retired. He's destroying the stock market. He's destroying the housing market. He's destroying food production and processing and delivery. He's destroying communities with his open borders. We don't even talk about the murder rates anymore. Joe Biden is a wrecking ball. Prices are going up, not because of the oil companies, because of Joe Biden. Prices are going up, not because of Putin, but because of Joe Biden. Food shortages, because of Joe Biden, not big meat. Remember Christmas, empty shelves of toys and so forth? Was that big toy? No, it's Joe Biden. Always with an excuse. Because that's what stupid people do. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Folks, I'm here to talk to you about something very serious. Have you felt something changing in our country? That too many people no longer identify themselves as Americans first, but instead group themselves by race, class, or sex? That we're losing the common idea of justice, the melting pot that unites us? I'm talking about citizenship, folks. And if we lose the idea of citizenship, then we don't have a country. But there's something you can do. Get educated and then teach others. And my friends at Hillsdale College can show you the way. Hillsdale's new free course on American citizenship will help you learn about what's happening and why. The course is taught by our friend, Dr. Victor Davis Hanson, who will equip you to help restore our country. You can sign up for free at levinforhillsdale.com. You'll learn about topics like the history of citizenship, the deep state, and even the Great Reset. Please sign up today to take Hillsdale's free course at levinforhillsdale.com. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com, levinforhillsdale.com. Well, the federal government, the Biden-Harris administration, is now in the bedroom. Remember when the left used to say, stay out of the bedroom? Except when it comes to abortions, of course. Well, I don't say that anymore. And I have to say, where are all these women's groups? The Biden administration made an announcement today and put out a fact sheet. Biden-Harris administration advances equality and visibility for transgender Americans. It seems like Joe Biden is obsessed with transgenderism, obsessed with it. Today, the Biden-Harris administration recognizes Transgender Day of Visibility. Transgender Day of Visibility? An annual celebration of the resilience, achievements, and joy of transgender people in the United States and around the world. I have no idea what he's talking about. So now we have to celebrate transgenderism? It's not enough to lead people to their own devices, to their own doctors, to make their own decisions. Now it's an annual national celebration. You see, when a government, when a regime seeks to impose its views like this on the entirety of society, then society has a right to push back. I'm not celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility. No, I'm not. Keep your pants on, keep your skirt on, and stay the hell out of the bedroom. And Joe Biden, more when I return. Folks, I'm here to talk to you about something very serious. Have you felt something changing in our country? That too many people no longer identify themselves as Americans first, but instead group themselves by race, class, or sex? That we're losing the common idea of justice, the melting pot that unites us? I'm talking about citizenship, folks. And if we lose the idea of citizenship, then we don't have a country. But there's something you can do. Get educated and then teach others. And my friends at Hillsdale College can show you the way. Hillsdale's new free course on American citizenship will help you learn about what's happening and why. The course is taught by our friend, Dr. Victor Davis Hanson, who will equip you to help restore our country. You can sign up for free at levinforhillsdale.com. You'll learn about topics like the history of citizenship, the deep state, and even the Great Reset. Please sign up today to take Hillsdale's free course at levinforhillsdale.com. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com, levinforhillsdale.com.
Mark Levin, the research arm of conservative media. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
Here's Biden in a video message today on the Transgender Day of Visibility. You see, he's like a complete dictator, this guy. He announces the Transgender Day of Visibility. And according to their own information, 14% of the political appointees in the Biden administration are transgender. Did you see that, Mr. Producer? 14%. Cut 18, go.
But we know it's hard when there are those out there who don't see you and don't respect you. For example,
those out there who don't see you and don't respect you. Who bothers anybody? Listen to the way he thinks of the American people, that you're systemically, hopelessly racist. That you abuse transgender people. Most of us don't even know who a transgender person is. Most people keep that to themselves, but apparently not. And so we're going to have a day of celebrating the visibility of transgender people. Why don't we have a day of celebrating LGBTQ, and they keep adding to it, I plus people? Should we be celebrating bisexuality, Mr. Producer? Should we be celebrating lesbianism? What else should we be celebrating? I just need to know. I need to know. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I live in my own cultural bubble. I don't want to celebrate anybody's genitalia or what they do with their genitalia. I don't want to even think about it. And now it's a civil right. What's in your pants or under your skirt and what you do with them is now a civil right. Now, to be honest, if you're straight, not so much a civil right. But if you do something with them that's not straight, then it's a civil right. It's a right. You need to be recognized. You need to have a holiday. And if you don't want what God gave you, and you want to do a switcheroo, we need to have a day of visibility. I don't even know what does that mean? A day of visibility. Do you still, those of you who voted for Joe Biden, trust your government in the hands of such a buffoon? Do you? Do you trust your society in the hands of such a weasel, such a fool? Go ahead.
Onslaught of anti-transgender state laws.
There's not an onslaught of anti-transgender state laws. It's like running around and saying that when the Republicans want to put voting laws back in place, that they're Jim Crow. This man has a knack for lying worse than any president in my lifetime. And his creepy way of doing it with his closing eyes and his changed voice, and then now and then, sort of a rampage, just shows you what a sick fool this man is. Please, write down my every word. Media Matters and Mediaite. What is the difference, by the way, between Media Matters and Mediaite? They're two left-wing front groups. But anyway, let's continue.
It's simply wrong. This administration is standing up for you against all these hateful bills.
No, you're not. No, you're not. That law in Florida, when people read it, they support it. Even people who voted for you. Parents overwhelmingly. Rational human beings overwhelmingly. Nobody believes that children between the age of 5 years old and 8 years old, little kids, little babies, should be taught about transgenderism or any kinds of sex. Nobody believes that. We've never done that, even when it comes to quote-unquote straight people. These laws are being passed to protect little kids in public schools who are sent off on yellow buses with mittens on in the winter, depending on where they live. Little kids who are just developing, which is, of course, why they want to impose this indoctrination. Little kids who have to have name tags. Little kids who have to put their names on their textbooks in case they forget them. Little kids who are learning how to print their names. They're not even learning cursive anymore. Between the critical race theory propaganda, the climate change propaganda, the hate your country propaganda, and the transgenderism agenda. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no denying it anymore. It's an agenda. Look at it. It's as visible as can be. Your little kids don't have a chance if you're not an active parent. They don't have a chance. Go ahead.
And we're committed to advancing transgender equality in the classroom.
Why don't you, first of all, commit to learning how to pronounce it, you buffoon? I'm so sick of this guy. We all have to grow old with him. What is this crap? Go ahead.
Main field at work, in our military, in our housing and healthcare systems, everywhere. Simply
what are you
everywhere.
Talking about? We're committed to advancing transgender equality in the classroom, the playing field at work, in our military, in our housing, healthcare, so everywhere, simply everywhere. Okay, let's put this to the test, Mr. Producer. Is the president a transgender? No. The vice president? No. The chief of staff? No. Press secretary? No. No. Any of the heads of the Joint Chiefs? No. Secretary of Defense? No. Secretary of State? Maybe, but I don't think so. Head of the National Security Council? No. White House Counsel? No. How about any Democrat in the Senate? Are any of them transgender? Not that I know of. How about in the House? Not that I know of. Any transgender and NBC? Chuck Todd, is he transgender? Might be, but so far, I don't think so. George Stephanopoulos? No. Meet the Depressed, the woman, whatever her name is? I don't think so, no. Andrea Mitchell? No. Jake Tapper? No. We can go on and on and on. How about the commissioner of the NFL? Is he transgender? Any of the players transgender? Any of the coaches transgender? We've got to remedy that. We really have to remedy this, ladies and gentlemen. Florida and these other laws don't outlaw transgenderism. They don't discriminate against transgenderism. They say it's inappropriate to teach little kids things they shouldn't be taught. Joe Biden views your children as his, effectively, political playthings. That's how he views them. So does the teachers' union. You need to defend your children. You need to defend them from the corporatists in this country. You need to defend them from Disney World and Disneyland now. You need to defend them in the classrooms, for God's sakes, from the teachers' unions. You need to defend them from the President of the United States. This is an effort at all-out indoctrination on the American Marxist movements that plague this nation. Racism, the war on our founding, the war on our founding fathers, the war on American history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The war on great men and great women who have come before. The war on our founding documents, the war on our faith and your faith. The war on the family structure. The war on citizenship. The war on capitalism and freedom and individuality. Maybe you're a Democrat. Maybe you voted for Democrats, but you better wake the hell up right now. These are not quote-unquote Democrats. These are radicals. It doesn't matter what Joe Biden was in his past. It matters what he is now, who he's surrounded himself with now. He views himself as a legendary figure. He wants to change the history books. He wants to be viewed as the man who led a major civil rights movement. Well, let me tell you something. There are no civil rights movements in your pants. None. There are no civil rights movements up your dress. They say what's between your ears is what matters, but they don't act that way. They reject biology. They reject science. They reject knowledge. They reject tradition. And they make no sense. Even their propaganda is contradictory. Even their propaganda is contradictory. Transgender Day of Visibility. I have in front of me, and you can go to the White House website, this long, long list, reinforcing federal protections for transgender kids. Is this a problem? Advancing dignity, respect, and self-determination for transgender people by improving the traveler experience. The Department of State is announcing you can select X as their gender marker on their passport. X? What do you need a passport for, ladies and gentlemen, an American passport to get into other countries, right, Mr. Producer? So he's targeting them in other countries that have much stricter moral codes. Department of Homeland Security is announcing several important reforms, implementing enhanced screening technology, TSA, body scanners with new technology that will increase security efficiency by reducing false alarm rates and pat-downs. How about the rest of us? Expanding airline partnerships to enhance the overall travel experience. Streamlining identity validation. Just think what your government is doing here. This is no role for a federal government. We wouldn't have a federal government if anybody thought for 2 seconds this would be a role for the federal government. It's not the federal government's goal to have identity validation. Updating TSA pre-check. All right, providing resources for transgender kids and their families. Expanding training to support transgender and non-binary students in school. Non-binary students? Confirming the positive impact of gender-affirming care on youth mental health. Confirming that gender-affirming care is trauma-informed care. Providing resources on the importance of gender-affirming care for children and adolescents. Improving access to federal services for transgender Americans. Ah, now they're transgender Americans. A whole new hyphenated word, Mr. Producer. Assessing retirement savings, Social Security, filing an employment discrimination complaint, applying for federal student aid, visiting the White House. Yes, the X marks the spot. Advancing inclusion and visibility in federal data. Combating legislative attacks on transgender kids at the state level. Of course, that's not what's taking place, but it doesn't matter. Advancing civil rights protections for transgender Americans. Fighting for the passage of the Equality Act. A whole new law. Protections to transgender and LGBTQI plus Americans and their families. Ah, they added the I since 3 weeks ago. Signing one of the most comprehensive executive orders on LGBTQI plus rights in history. And that's all that matters. In other words, destroying women's sports. Supporting transgender service members, transgender veterans, responding to the crisis of anti-transgender violence and advancing safety. I don't hear him responding to the violence in our cities, period, where the murder rate is through the roof. Department of Justice Civil Rights Enforcement actions, ensuring non-discrimination protections and community safety programs. And on, honey, ladies and gentlemen, I've only gotten through half of this. Half of this. It's unbelievable. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Folks, I'm here to talk to you about something very serious. Have you felt something changing in our country? That too many people no longer identify themselves as Americans first, but instead group themselves by race, class, or sex? That we're losing the common idea of justice, the melting pot that unites us? I'm talking about citizenship, folks. And if we lose the idea of citizenship, then we don't have a country. But there's something you can do. Get educated and then teach others. And my friends at Hillsdale College can show you the way. Hillsdale's new free course on American citizenship will help you learn about what's happening and why. The course is taught by our friend, Dr. Victor Davis Hanson, who will equip you to help restore our country. You can sign up for free at levinforhillsdale.com. You'll learn about topics like the history of citizenship, the deep state, and even the Great Reset. Please sign up today to take Hillsdale's free course at levinforhillsdale.com. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com, levinforhillsdale.com. I mean, if you don't stand up for your kids, ladies and gentlemen, nobody else is going to be able to. You assume you're going to send them to a... environment in the classroom that will be safe and so forth. This agenda coming out of the White House is extraordinarily inappropriate and abusive. And it's going to rain down onto our classrooms with the teachers' unions, with the superintendents, with the local school boards. It's going to rain down onto our employees through employers, particularly corporatists who are more than happy to implement the Biden agenda. And they think you're just going to go along with this because they think you've been trained through the pandemic to do what you're told. So when you have extraordinary governors like DeSantis who are standing up, not against gay people or transgender people, I'm sick and tired of that too. He hasn't said a damn thing against anybody. What he's doing is trying to allow parents to raise their little babies, 5 to 8 years old. And by the way, this kind of indoctrination has no place in our public schools, period. I don't care if they're sixth graders, ninth graders, or 12th graders. None. I will be on Hannity tonight on the Fox News Channel, 9:25 p.m. Eastern Time, 9:25. I hope you'll join me. And we have a fantastic show this Sunday on Life, Liberty, and Levin. Two great guests. First guest is Ted Cruz. I'd say I've heard from Ted before, not like this. And he has a significant amount of time to explain his views on the Supreme Court and this nominee. And David Mamet. David Mamet is a famous scriptwriter, playwright, movie writer, author in Hollywood. You're going to really want to hear what he has to say. It's absolutely fascinating. That's Sunday, this Sunday. Be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. Do we have a Manchurian candidate in the Oval Office, ladies and gentlemen? We will have the great senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, on the program in about 15 minutes. I think it's fair to say now that the Biden family is a corrupt crime family. It's also fair to say that the media are still lying and covering up for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's fingerprints are all over his son's laptop, all over the emails. Bob Alinsky, a very believable witness, says that Joe Biden knew the larger parameters of business that they were trying to conduct, and that he met with Joe Biden for a period of time. That the big guy referenced, the big guy who gets 10% of the take, was, of course, Joe Biden. Well, who else would the big guy be? The media are doing a sort of a half hangout here. They walk you up to the Oval Office door, and then they slam that door shut. Over the course of a period of years, it appears that the Biden family received in the neighborhood of up to $10 million. You believe that, Mr. Producer? From the communist Chinese military and regime. Money was moved around by Hunter to Joe's younger brother, Jim, on more than one occasion. How could Joe Biden not know? Well, he did know. Let me start by saying, and I have said this before, but let's start this process. Let's light a fuse. We always do that here when we need to have justice, when we need to expose certain activities. There must be a special counsel appointed. There must be a special counsel appointed to conduct a criminal investigation of the Biden family. I'll dig into this further in my monologue on Sunday. I've talked about the need for a special counsel before. Meritless Garland is incapable of conducting such an investigation, as are his hacks and Biden's hacks who populate the Department of Justice. Maybe we could get a very conservative, experienced, aggressive, transgender person to be in charge of the investigation. I'd be for that, Mr. Producer. In fact, I think that would be terrific. But it needs to be done. And the sooner the better. At the drop of a hat, they conduct criminal investigations of Donald Trump and his family. The drop of the hat, they accuse him of all kinds of violations. They tell us he's going to be indicted. They talk about gaps. Secret indictments. District Attorney's Office. State Attorney General's Office. Special Counsel. Special Committees of Congress. Over nothing. Well, there's a lot here. Even the Washington Compost had to lay it out, but still, in paragraph number 5, I recall, doing this off the top of my head, paragraph number 5, they said there's no evidence that leads to Joe Biden. The same Washington Compost that didn't see evidence of the Holocaust. The same Washington Compost that saw tons of evidence of Russia collusion with Trump when there was absolutely zero. The same Washington Compost that covered up what was in the laptop for 14 months just to ensure that Biden would wind up in the Oval Office and have a fantastic first 100 days, nay, first 14 months. But they weren't going to allow the New York Slimes to get away with their cover-up act on their own. So the New York Slimes, the other day, didn't come out and say, hey, this laptop has been authenticated. It said somewhere deep into the story that it had been. New York Times, not one to apologize to the Ukrainians, to the European Jews, to the Cubans, no, for their propaganda, all through the last century, now leading into this century. The Biden family is bought and paid for. That's not a question. The question is how much and to what extent. And that's why we need a special counsel. The question is how much and to what extent. And it's not just China. The media in our country are thoroughly corrupt. Thoroughly corrupt. As I wrote in Unfreedom of the Press. Oh, there's a few standouts here and there, but that's not good enough for a free country, a free republic, to survive. No. And so we have to thank, among others, Senator Johnson, who will be on the program, Senator Grassley, Peter Schweitzer, others. The New York Times and the Washington Post are multi-billion-dollar disgraces. They ran lies about Trump to try and take him out, and they've run lies about Biden to try and protect him. Hunter Biden is really quite disgusting, but he's the fall guy here. Hunter Biden's the fall guy. I can tell you this. If I were a senator or a vice president or a president, and I had a child like this, I wouldn't be bringing him on flights with me to visit China. Would you, Mr. Producer? You'd be trying to get that kid healthy in every way you can. And maybe they have, but he certainly wouldn't be involved in my official duties. Right there in front of my face. He wouldn't be traveling with me to communist China. Bob Alinsky knew what the Bidens were up to. And you know, we've had a lot less than what we know now to launch criminal investigations. When we come back, one of the lead individuals who's had the guts to push for this, and by the way, I'll say it, he won't, despite Mitch McConnell trying to pour cold water on it, trying to prevent the investigation that Ron Johnson has conducted and wanted, and quite frankly, I'll say it, he won't, without the support on his committee of Mitt Romney, who's a complete loser. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I've been telling you folks for a long time, if you're still with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're simply paying too much for wireless, because Pure Talk gives you the same exact great 5G coverage for a fraction of the cost. But don't take my word for it. Listen to what Christopher from Grand Forks, North Dakota has to say. Said, I used to be a Verizon customer before switching to Pure Talk, and I absolutely love it. Pure Talk has the same great service that Verizon does and a little over half of the cost. And I got to keep my phone. Thank you for being such a great company. Folks, you should join me and make the switch. Right now, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. So do this. Go to puretalk.com, find the plan that's right for you. Then this month, enter promo code Levin Podcast, that's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code Levin Podcast. Well, it's a pleasure to have Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin on the program. Senator, you've been fighting this battle for years. You and Grassley and a handful of others, you really haven't gotten the support you need, I would argue, from leadership, among others. And now what you've been saying is coming to fruition. You're even quoted, you and Grassley, in this Washington Post, this long piece. And yet they still, of course, immunize Joe Biden. There's no evidence that Joe Biden's involved. And, Senator, I've read what you produced. I've even read their article. There seems to me, you listen to Bob Alinsky, there's a lot of evidence that Joe Biden had to know more than Joe Biden pretends. No?
Yeah, Mark, I've been saying that the Washington Post really learned from their coverage of the Nixon Watergate saga, because what that article was a modified limited hangout. That's exactly all that was. So there's really nothing new in there. They're just finally coming to the realization, or they're finally admitting that, I guess this looks like there's some authentic things in here, but they're not even really covering the main issues here. They're talking about, you know, keys made and a sign being changed. It's the bare minimum admission of guilt for them covering up for Joe Biden for a couple of years. That's what you're seeing on the New York Times. That's you're seeing out of the Washington Post. It's grossly dishonest and disingenuous.
Joe Biden, you just look what's on the laptop, right, Senator? And then you compare it to the bank accounts and so forth. Joe Biden is mentioned on the laptop if it's authenticated, and he's mentioned. I mean, this is evidence as getting 10% of the take, a multi-million-dollar deal with the communist Chinese, no?
Yeah, he's the big guy. No, there's plenty of evidence that implicates Joe Biden. And again, you know, we don't know all the details, but I can just very quickly total up about $13 million. You know, $5 million in one transaction in China, another million, $3.5 million from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow, $4 million in Burisma. There's $13 million right there. And that's just the start of it. You know, there's something like 12 to 13 different countries where there's different activity. Again, we don't know all the details, but I'll tell you who does, Mark. The Chinese intelligence agencies, Russia, their intelligence agencies, Iran, North Korea. My guess is we have our U.S. intelligence agencies, the FBI. There are people in our agencies that know all this detail. They're just not going to tell us or the American people.
When you're talking about that kind of money flowing into a family, his brother, his son, his name is all over this laptop, Joe Biden's name. As I say, this other gentleman who was a very credible individual, talking about being in a meeting with Joe Biden, who knew well what was taking place, he felt, even though they tried to protect him and so forth. It seems to me, Senator Johnson, that this is more than a predicate to conduct both a criminal investigation with a special counsel and congressional investigations, full investigative congressional investigations with the support of the leadership, don't you think?
Well, I've certainly told leadership that if I do survive, if I am reelected, I need the financial resources to conduct proper investigations. I need the investigators. And listen, Mark, I would love to have a special prosecutor, special counsel that had all the full subpoena power of a court system. I just don't see how we're going to get one. Now, Merrick Garland, unfortunately, Congress, our subpoena power is pretty weak because we can't enforce it. We can hold somebody in contempt of Congress, but then we need the Justice Department to actually prosecute it, and you think Merrick Garland's going to prosecute that? So this is going to have to come from whistleblowers. This is going to have to come from people that have the integrity and realize how imperiled our nation is by having a president of the United States as compromised as Joe Biden must be.
Now, this is my concern here. My concern is we have an individual in the Oval Office who really has not been vetted. The media are still covering up for Joe Biden. They're willing to take out Hunter Biden or Jim Biden, just not Joe Biden. You're right. The communist Chinese know more about what was done with Biden than we do. The Putin knows more about what was done with Biden than we do. President Trump comes under attack because he says Putin ought to give us the information that we have. Well, what's the recourse? In other words, if our own government is covering up for Biden and the Democrats, given the politicized nature of the Department of Justice and the media, I mean, these foreign governments, it's not because they're our friends, but we'd like to have the information so we know exactly who's sitting in the Oval Office, no?
Yeah, Mark, let me describe how much our own is up. Senator Grassley and I, we wrote a very detailed letter to Dina Haspel, the CIA director, when it was President Trump, a Republican president, you know, just asking for very specific information. We never got a page. Gina Haspel wouldn't even call us back. Okay? We were set up with a briefing that was leaked to the Washington Post to smear me. We can't find out who set up that briefing. No, there is a very deep state. It is populated by leftists. This is a real problem in this country.
No, it certainly is a real problem. And I'm hoping our phone system stands up to this, Mr. Producer. But we can't just let this continue like this. To me, we just have to keep throwing it at the Attorney General of the United States. You know, Schumer and Pelosi, they put tremendous pressure on the appointment of a special counsel against Trump. They didn't even have a predicate for a special counsel. The Attorney General, then Sessions, he recuses, and it falls to a careerist who's the Deputy Attorney General, and he's so scared, he hurries and he appoints one, and he appoints one in violation of the Department of Justice policy. I just don't see this kind of pressure coming but from a few of you. I don't see it coming from McConnell. I don't see it coming from the top ranks of the Republican Party. I just think they feel they're going to slide into this election. I mean, this is a very, very serious matter. The question is whether the president is compromised as a result of what took place when he was vice president and before he came into the Oval Office. Can we tell today, Senator Johnson, if he's compromised? Isn't it a fair question?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that he is. You know, we issued our report in September of 2020, and you are right. It wasn't like it wasn't well supported, my investigation, by members of my own committee. It just wasn't, okay? I could not get a subpoena on Hunter Biden and James Biden. Couldn't do it. I needed votes. I couldn't get the votes. So we still, without that, you know, plus we had COVID. It was really difficult to be investigating in 2020 because of COVID. We couldn't do it in person, so that hampered our investigation. But we got our report out. We showed a vast web of foreign financial entanglements. It's obvious that Joe Biden was implicated in these things. It was obvious that he was compromised. But our report ended up being a catalyst. Mr. McIsaac came forward with his disk drive. Then you had Tony Bobulinski, saw that he got hosed for $5 million that was not invested in their joint venture. It was directly given to Hunter Biden. That ticked him off. He came forward. And Tony Bobulinski, who met Joe Biden, remember Joe Biden claimed, I never talked to Hunter about his overseas businesses. And yet we've got all these photographs with Hunter's overseas business partners and Joe Biden. He met Tony Bobulinski. Tony Bobulinski said that Joe Biden is compromised. I think I'll go with what Tony Bobulinski is saying. So, no, I truly believe that the President of the United States is compromised. Is that maybe why he waived the sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? Is that maybe why he discontinued the China initiative through the Department of Justice that was supposed to be investigating how China steals our intellectual property at our university systems? Is that what's going on here? My guess is that certainly could be a real possibility.
Now, how does your election look, your re-election look in Wisconsin? Do you know what the numbers are and so forth?
Yeah, it's going to be tight. You know, don't listen to public opinion polls. It's going to be a tough race. So I'm going to need a lot of help from people that listen to you. Ron Johnson from Senate.com. I'm going to need, they've already outspent me $15 million to $3
million. What was the site again? What's the site?
RonJohnsonForSenate.com, but I got the media coming.
All right, hold
me.
On. I want to carry you over the bottom of the hour. No need to rush this. We'll be right back. I've been telling you folks for a long time, if you're still with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're simply paying too much for wireless because Pure Talk gives you the same exact great 5G coverage for a fraction of the cost. But don't take my word for it. Listen to what Christopher from Grand Forks, North Dakota has to say. Said, I used to be a Verizon customer before switching to Pure Talk, and I absolutely love it. Pure Talk has the same great service that Verizon does and a little over half of the cost, and I got to keep my phone. Thank you for being such a great company. Folks, you should join me and make the switch. Right now, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. So do this. Go to puretalk.com, find the plan that's right for you. Then this month, enter promo code Levin Podcast, that's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code Levin Podcast.
The new American Revolution starts here. The Mark Levin Show. Call in at 877-381-3811.
So first, folks, I want Senator Johnson to tell us at a slower pace how we can support him and help him, because you know he's being targeted. They love nothing more than to take him out. And then the next question is going to be, give us some examples of the Joe Biden connection. So, Senator Johnson, go ahead. How can this audience help you?
Ron Johnson for Senate.com. Again, just to remind you, I've spent $15 million to $3 million, but I've got the media for the last year and a half trying to destroy me, and that the value of that, you know, their negative false stories is almost priceless for the Democrats. So Ron Johnson for Senate.com. I'm going to need a lot of help.
So Levinites out there, anything you can do to help Senator Johnson. He is a patriot. He is crucially important. And frankly, typically the type of candidates you run against are hard left, because that's the party in Wisconsin, the Democrat Party. That's what they do. So give us a few more examples of how Joe Biden is tied into this.
Well, you already mentioned 10% for the big guy, but the timeline of Joe getting involved in Ukraine is pretty interesting. You know, the revolution dignity is February 2014. He gets appointed the point man in, I think, April of 2014. He meets with Devin Archer. Now, Devin Archer was Hunter's business partner, did his tribal bond fraud in 2013. There's emails that they want to bring Hunter into that one, too. But he meets with Devin Archer, who's now a convicted felon of that fraud on the tribe, brings him in, meets with him in the office or the White House a couple of days before Joe Biden goes to Ukraine. A few days after that, Devin Archer is on the board of Burisma. You know, lo and behold, a couple of weeks after that, Hunter Biden's on the board of Burisma. So what is Joe Biden doing meeting with Devin Archer in the White House right as he's going to Ukraine? I think that is pretty interesting. That to me seems like they may be discussing something like how he can bring Archer in and get him $4 million over the course of a few years as a board member of Burisma. He doesn't know squat about oil and gas. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So again, there's I don't know all the details. Nobody does. But it's just obvious that this is sleazy. I mean, it's just.
But a grand jury could get to it, and depositions by Congress under oath, that could get to it. How many hearings have been held by the Democrats in the House into Hunter Biden? Any? Zero?
No.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that incredible that they have no interest in this while they're still chasing Donald Trump? All right, we lost.
But it's not surprising whatsoever.
Okay. We're losing you a bit, Senator. I just want to thank you for all you're doing. We'll have you back. When is the you don't have a primary, do you?
No, they okay. Do in early August, but November's the big day. It's going to be tight. Need the help.
We will do all we can, Senator. God bless you, my friend.
God bless
there
you. Take care.
He really is a public servant. He doesn't need any of this, but he really is a public servant. Even when you read the Washington Post piece, which steals much of an information from the Republicans, that is Johnson and Grassley, and their report that the Democrats wouldn't sign on to. It's so obvious Joe Biden has a role in this. I mean, it's beyond obvious almost, to be perfectly honest with you. But nonetheless, they pretend otherwise. They even say otherwise, which is just a complete and utter lie. All right, we're going to move on here. Joe Biden, let's see here. Hold on, folks. I want to do this. Biden at the White House today. He really gets to the nub of the matter. Really gets to the nub of the matter when it comes to oil. Cut four, go.
Ultimately, we and the whole world need to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels altogether. We need to choose long-term security over energy and climate vulnerability.
Hey, this is all bullcrap. This is all bullcrap. You don't just snap your fingers because you're president. You know what else he wants to do? He wants to use the Defense Production Act And he talked about that today, the Defense Production Act, to push electric vehicles and the move away from fossil fuels to push his climate change, that is, degrowth agenda. Folks, the Defense Production Act is not intended to be used by a president with the snap of his fingers to nationalize production, to nationalize assembly lines, to nationalize the products that the private sector creates. I mean, this guy is so far over the line with his conduct. I am telling you, if he's not impeached, I don't expect him to be convicted, but if he's not impeached by the Republican House, I am going to be one furious talk show host. His violations of federal immigration law, his defiance of past court orders, now his attempt to use the Defense Production Act, as he insists he's going to basically control various industries and so forth to push his political agenda. This is intolerable. Absolutely intolerable. And this has to be put to an end. Otherwise, he's going to be doing this for 3 more years. 3 more years. I don't know why the Republicans are so scared. I really am at the point of detesting Mitch McConnell and his and the individuals around him. I really am, for his failure to live up to his oath, his failure to act. He's not a leader. He threatens the other members he doesn't agree with or he fears might do things that he can't control. You won't get that out of a Schumer, Pelosi. They're wildly rogue. They could care less. They're going after Clarence Thomas. They're going after Clarence Thomas's wife. The way they went after Kavanaugh and they go after... But, you know, they impeached President Trump after he was president. And they impeached President Trump on Ukraine. Meanwhile, they won't even look into Joe Biden and China. Or Ukraine. Or Russia. Now, this can't go on like this. This is totalitarianism. This is tyranny. We're losing our country. The rule of law is being destroyed. Now, this is not acceptable. I don't care if the media accept it or not. And a good ruling here and there, that's not enough. It's not enough. Here's Nancy Pelosi. Here she is trashing a sitting Supreme Court justice, trying to intimidate him, intimidate his wife. She's a disgusting buffoon, and she's been a disgusting buffoon for a very, very long time. But she's a historic first. But a jackass is a jackass, regardless of their genitalia. Cut eight, go.
Do you agree with members of your caucus who are saying that Clarence Thomas should resign?
Okay, fine, first of all, what kind of an idiot asks a question like that? And yet there it is, just setting her up with a softball for them. That he should resign? Resign over what? He didn't do anything. Go ahead.
Well, let me take it back there. Thank you for your question. I'm not going to go to that, but I do will say that in our HR 1, our bill to
try and talk like a normal person, will you, you idiot? Go ahead.
Government, we have a call for the Supreme Court to have a code of ethics. They have no code of ethics.
Yeah, do you? You have no code of ethics. Go ahead.
Really?
Ah, shut up. I don't even want to hear from her. Always sounds like she's choking or something. But I did want to mention this. I've been talking about disparate treatment depending on who you are by these fraudulent investigators and prosecutors on the January 6th matter for people parading and trespassing. These are minor misdemeanors, ladies and gentlemen. It's like jaywalking. And finally, a judge has spoken out. Just one from PJ Media. Federal judge blasts double standards in J6 sentences, Matt Margolis. A federal judge blasted U.S. prosecutors seeking excessive sentences for some nonviolent participants in the Capitol riot, pointing to the treatment of Black Lives Matter rioters, an example of a clear double standard. Quote, I know that the government believes that the January 6th case are sui generis, one of a kind, and therefore can't be compared to other cases. But I don't agree, said U.S. District Judge Trevor M. McFadden. It does feel like the government has two standards here, and I can't abide by that, he added, noting that before January 6th, he couldn't remember an instance where a nonviolent first-time offender was, quote, sentenced to serious jail time, regardless of their race, gender, or political affiliation. Judge McFadden expressed his views during the sentencing of a defendant who pleaded guilty to misdemeanor trespassing. The Biden administration called for her to be sentenced to 75 days in jail, 2.5 months, and 1 year probation for misdemeanor trespassing, which Judge McFadden believed to be excessive. Quote, the government's sentencing recommendation here is just so disproportionate to other sentences for people who have engaged in similar conduct, he said. Instead, the judge sentenced her to 2 months probation and a $5,000 fine. McFadden noted the same U.S. prosecutor's office that recommended jail time for the January 6th defendant sought a much lighter sentence for a Code Pink activist with a lengthy criminal record who infiltrated Brett Kavanaugh's Senate Judiciary Committee hearings in September 2018. Judge McFadden also noted that last fall, government prosecutors treated pro-Trump rioters more harshly than violent Black Lives Matter rioters in Washington, D.C. back in 2020 after the death of George Floyd. The Biden administration's excessive targeting of January 6th defendants has had dire consequences. We told you about Matthew Perna, P-E-R-N-E. He merely walked through the Capitol building for a few minutes, yet was facing more than 4 years of jail time from the Biden administration prosecutors. And he couldn't stand it anymore, so he committed suicide. January 6th defendants detained by the government indictment is a violation of their constitutional rights. So tonight we salute Judge McFadden, none of the others. Judge McFadden, who has the guts, and that's the point of a lifetime appointment, to say enough is enough. Judge Jackson didn't. She was all in. And Mitt Romney, in the end, thinks she should be on the Supreme Court. So does Collins. They think she is the temperament. She certainly does not. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I've been telling you folks for a long time, if you're still with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're simply paying too much for wireless because Pure Talk gives you the same exact great 5G coverage for a fraction of the cost. But don't take my word for it. Listen to what Christopher from Grand Forks, North Dakota has to say. Said, I used to be a Verizon customer before switching to Pure Talk, and I absolutely love it. Pure Talk has the same great service that Verizon does and a little over half of the cost, and I got to keep my phone. Thank you for being such a great company. Folks, you should join me and make the switch. Right now, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. So do this. Go to puretalk.com, find the plan that's right for you. Then this month, enter promo code Levin Podcast, that's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code Levin Podcast. This is breaking now. Appeals Court upholds Gibson's Bakery massive verdict against Oberlin College. The Ohio 9th District Court of Appeals has just issued a decision in the Gibson's Bakery versus Oberlin College case. On November 10, 2020, the court heard oral argument on the appeal by Oberlin College and Dean of Students, Meredith Rimando, seeking to overturn the compensatory and punitive damages award totaling after reduction under Ohio tort law reform, $25 million, plus over $6 million in attorney's fees, bringing the judgment to over $32 million. And the cross-appeal by Gibson's Bakery and two members of the family, including the widow of the late David Gibson, seeking to restore the full $33 million and so forth. One of the judges who sat on oral argument, Julie Schaefer, was not reelected on November 3, 2020, and was replaced by Judge Betty Sutton, who joined Judges Jennifer Hensel and Donna Carr. There's a lot of women on that court. Appellants Oberlin College, they said, and its dean of students, appealed from a judgment of the Lorain County Court of Common Pleas that entered judgment against them and awarded compensatory and punitive damages. And in the end, they said, as satisfying as this must be to the Gibson family, must also be bittersweet because the two lead plaintiffs and the patriarchs of the family did not live to see the appeals court verdict. We want to congratulate them. And these state judges, finally somebody doing the right thing, just like Judge McFadden in Washington, D.C. Finally a judge who's rational. Maybe there's one there, maybe two tops in Washington, D.C. I don't know. But throwing the book at people who are trespassing and parading, it's funny how the media report this to the corrupt media. Gentleman commits suicide because of the conduct that he's facing from the Department of Justice and the prosecutors, how they're threatening him with a 20-year sentence. And he couldn't take it anymore. Just a regular American. He didn't commit any acts of violence. He didn't destroy anything. He did go into the building for less than 10 minutes. He stayed behind the rope line, and he left. And they wanted to destroy him. I'll be right back. In today's digital age, where cyber threats loom larger than ever, safeguarding your personal information is paramount. So why is Congress considering a law that could put your credit card data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? This Durbin-Marshall credit card bill could jeopardize your financial data, make it more susceptible to cyber intrusions. It's a controversial bill that proposes a shift in billions of dollars worth of consumer transactions to payment networks that lack the robust security measures consumers rely on. Who could possibly want that? Well, the answer, woke corporate megastores seeking to inflate their multi-billion dollar profit margins. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill will undermine our safe and convenient payment systems and endanger your data security. It's time to take a stand. Visit electronicpaymentscoalition.org. Make your voice heard. Tell your senators to oppose the radical Durbin-Marshall credit card bill, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Chuck Todd. You know, when I would talk about Chuck Todd over the years, nobody else talked about Chuck Todd. He was an irrelevancy. Now I think everybody talks about Chuck Todd, Mr. Producer. He's a joke. He's a joke line. And the Chuckter's on MSLSD yesterday, of course. And he is what is he doing? He's fearful. He's worried. Prognosticating. I can say it. Prognosticating. I could even spell it. And we hat tip the blaze. Here it is. Cut 12. Go.
The current round track in our poll, 71%. What's really striking is third straight poll where the direction of the country has been above 70%. Only been one other time we've had that in our poll, 71%. Forget, look, 65% wrong track is a bad number. 71%, that's why it is in the shellacking category. Let's look at presidential job approval rating. All right.
Is he on something? Ooh. Man, he's moving fast. Go ahead.
Had midterms that went their way, their job approval rating was right around 50 or north of it. All right. When you start dipping below 45, you've got a problem, and you're going to have midterms that are in the bad to shellacking ratio. President Biden's at 40. George W. Bush was at 39% in 2006. We know how that turned out. So you see, that's also in shellacking territory.
Shellacking. Man, I haven't heard that word in a long time. We're in shellacking territory. Ass-kicking, may I say. Ass-kicking territory. They've done everything they can. We actually had a judge now, did we not, Mr. Producer? This is hot off the air, too, who has ruled the New York redistricting unconstitutional, I believe. I think that just happened. A couple of judges here and there, thank God. Most of them are not on the Supreme Court, as far as I can tell. But very, very important that these things take place. All right. The Justice Department, I didn't want to miss this, is expanding the January 6th probe to look at rally preparation and financing. Now, this is what the January 6th committee is doing, too. I told you before, listen, they're working on parallel investigations. They are coordinating with each other, and the committee is gathering information for the Department of Justice, and that is enabling the Department of Justice to violate the due process rights of the individuals that the committee is investigating. And so when these people are said to be held in contempt and it's sent to the Department of Justice, the Department of Justice is not surprised, because they want the information turned over to the committee so the committee can give it to them outside the criminal process that requires due process. Am I making any sense, Rich? The criminal investigation, they have four reporters at the Washington Compost on this. Four. The criminal investigation into the January 6th attack on Capitol Hill has expanded to examine the preparations for the rally that preceded the riot, as the Justice Department aims to determine the full extent of any conspiracy to stop Congress from certifying Joe Biden's election victory, according to people familiar with the matter. In the past 2 months, a federal grand jury in Washington has issued subpoena requests to some officials in former President Donald Trump's orbit who assisted in planning, funding, and executing the January 6th rally, said people familiar with the matter who spoke, in other words, committees leaking. By the way, so what? So what? What's missing from that paragraph? They didn't assist, coordinate, plan, or fund rioting or violence. A rally challenging the vote, which you're perfectly allowed to do. It's perfectly constitutional. The development shows the degree to which the Justice Department investigation, which already involves more defendants than any other criminal prosecution in the nation's history, has moved further beyond the storming of the Capitol to examine events preceding the attack. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there's only so many people they can prosecute for violent activity. So they've expanded it now to misdemeanors on parading and trespassing. And now they want to know, hey, who organized this event? Well, many people, I'm sure, organized the event. So what? The events of January 6, 2021 are a legally fraught puzzle for federal investigators. Prosecutors and FBI agents must distinguish between constitutionally protected First Amendment activities, such as speech and assembly, and the alleged conspiracy to obstruct Congress or other potential crimes connected to fundraising and organizing leading up to January 6th. The conspiracy to obstruct Congress? So if I'm a lobbyist, let's say, and I want to obstruct Congress, and I spend money on lobbying, and I make donations and all because I want to obstruct legislation, is that now a crime? Seems to me we're getting to a slippery slope. The morning of January 6th, thousands of people from all over the country gathered at the Eclipse behind the White House to rally behind the false premise they can't stop. Why is that even in there, false premise? That Trump had won the 2020 presidential election. The outgoing president began speaking to the crowd around noon, called on attendees to march down Pennsylvania Avenue to U.S. Capitol. Is that all he did, Mr. Producer? Did he not tell them to be peaceful? Did he not offer Nancy Pelosi the National Guard the day before? It's not in the article. By 12:30, hundreds of people began to gather near Congress. At approximately 1 p.m., the barricaded security perimeter of the Capitol complex was breached, and people flooded toward the building. You know what's interesting? We never get a story from these corrupt media outlets. How many people stormed the building? How many people committed violent acts? Not how many people committed quote-unquote crimes where you're throwing parading and trespassing in there. How many people committed violent acts? I'd like to know. The mob stormed forward with rioters striking officers, smashing windows, and pushing their way into the legislative offices. Lawmakers fled to safety, delaying the official count of Joe Biden's electoral victory for hours until order could be restored. More than 100 police officers were injured, many of them seriously. And I didn't know that. Did you know that, Rich? I've read this, I've been following this, and I will just say one other thing. You are not president of the United States until Congress says you are, so they count the votes from the electors. So they keep using these phrases, delaying the official count and stuff like that. Barbara Boxer did that. Maxine Waters did that. Other Democrats have done that. Some Republicans have done that. They did it in 2000. They did it in 2004. They did it in 2016. Prosecutors so far have charged more than 700 people with crimes. You see what I mean? I want to know some kind of a breakdown. The FBI is seeking information to identify hundreds of additional suspects. Are you telling me 1,000 people broke into the Capitol building, attacked police, committed violent acts? Grand jury subpoenas are a legal mechanism used by prosecutors to gather information for a criminal investigation. And a subpoena in and of itself doesn't mean any particular recipient is under investigation or likely to face charges. But the subpoena demands issued in recent weeks do indicate that the aperture of the investigation is widened. Well, of course. People familiar with the subpoena demands declined to identify the individuals who had received them or provide additional details. And Garland, who has faced pressure at times from Democrats and others to more aggressively investigate, there you go. Those close to Trump and the events that preceded the attack on Congress said in his January 5 speech that complex investigations like this one take time and are built from the bottom up. So this is going to continue to go on. Continue to go on. Now they're going to go after rally organizers? And what crime could they have possibly committed? Justice Department decided to first investigate those who were caught on video committing crimes and see whether investigators could connect those individuals to higher level targets. And so here we are again. The real goal is Trump and his inner circle. And so they'll grab the lawyers, try and get them disbarred. They'll grab the former staffers. They'll grab the people who are around President Trump. That's their target, he and them. They're not trying to do oversight on how better to protect the Capitol building and whether there was malfeasance or worse by Nancy Pelosi, by turning down the National Guard protection. They're going to make insinuations, as the Washington Compost and New York Slimes have already done. It was a seven-hour gap. To remind you, you see a Watergate. 18-and-a-half-minute gap on the tape recorder. Oh, there's a gap. And then they go to John Bolton, who they hate, but he's a complete schmuck, so he's more than happy to contribute. Yes, I definitely heard Trump once use the phrase burner phone. Yeah, he would use it now and then. Trump said, I don't know what the hell a burner phone was. And by the way, I didn't either. I assume a throwaway phone. Doesn't matter. Bolton's on the case. He's a real He's a real reliable source, that Bolton, I'll tell you. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
A judge has ordered New York's Democrat-controlled legislature to quickly redraw the state's congressional legislative districts after finding they were unconstitutional. Now, you might recall Justice Kavanaugh and the other cowards that joined him on the U.S. Supreme Court said it was too late to get involved in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, where the Democrats have completely imposed a lopsided gerrymandering of those seats there, where the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, which is so corrupt and so rogue, basically took a plan that would blow out Republicans left and right at the state assembly, state senate, and congressional level. North Carolina did the same thing. And, of course, it was just too much work for the U.S. Supreme Court to get involved. They're going to be very busy with transgendering and critical race theory when they get their new member on there. But a state trial judge in New York said, no, this is ridiculous. We had a judge in Maryland do the same thing. Said, no, this is not right. You have these heavy-duty Democrat state legislatures changing the makeup of these congressional districts. They wanted to blow out the one remaining Republican district in Maryland. There's one left. New York lost one seat, right? So they wanted to blow out 3 to 6 Republican members of the House from New York. Pennsylvania's redistricting is so bad it will turn the Republican legislature over to the Democrats. But the Supreme Court's way too busy to get involved in stuff like that. Way too busy. Judge Patrick McAllister of New York, again, we want to salute you, sir. Thank you. And he gave them till April 11th. Now, the best governor in the country, Ron DeSantis, 3 hours ago from Fox. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis addressed on Thursday the suggestion of repealing a 55-year-old state law that allows Disney to effectively govern itself on the grounds of Walt Disney World, following the company's public opposition to a controversial parental rights law in Florida. Why would they say that? Why would Andrew Miller, writing at Fox, call it controversial? It's only controversial because the Democrats, the radical left, want it to be controversial. What I would say as a matter of first principle is I don't support special privileges in law just because the company's powerful and they've been able to wield a lot of power, DeSantis said during a press conference in West Palm Beach. Disney has been engaged in a war of words with Republicans in Florida leading up to Monday's signing of the, again, controversial bill, which prohibits, just say the bill, which prohibits classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity with children in third grade or younger, or in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with state standards. Wow, what bigots! Wow! Unbelievable! DeSantis referenced a bill reining in big tech that Republicans were working through the legislature last year when Disney added a carve-out at the 11th hour for the theme parks. I'm thinking to myself, this is ridiculous, DeSantis said. Honestly, it was embarrassing. I think what has happened is there's a lot of these special privileges that are not justifiable, but because Disney has held so much sway, they were able to sustain a lot of special treatment over the years. You're damn right, and enough is enough. Give Mickey an anal exam and take away all their special privileges. DeSantis said that Disney has lost a lot of the pull they used to have over the company's reaction to the parental rights law. I thought it was called the controversial parental rights law. And said he thinks that's a good thing for our state because the state should be governed by the best interests of the people. I would say any special privileges that are in law, I would like to get rid of generally. I think in this particular case with Disney, I just don't think you have very many people in the legislature anymore are going to be able to defend a lot of what has been done over many years to really have them almost govern themselves in some of these things. That was probably never appropriate to start with, but is certainly not appropriate now at this point. And his comments come after Florida State Rep. Spencer Roach tweeted that he has met with legislators to discuss repealing the self-governing law in response to Disney's recent actions. Yeah, go get them. Republicans have got to learn to put on the brass knuckles like the Democrats do. And they're surrogates. Media Matters, Media, and those. You've got to learn to fight back, to punch back. And this is the way to do it. This is the way you need to do it. And what a great state. What a great governor. I'm not kidding. This is why people are heading there. They say, you know, I want to be free. It's funny, when people get to speak with their feet, they do move, if they can. If they can. Now, you can't, for most of us, and don't want to, leave the country. So we have to push back. This Biden agenda, all across the board, is the most radical agenda in American history. Attacking the family, attacking parental rights, brainwashing children, open borders for anybody who wants to come into the country. Anybody. Attacking the court with a radical extremist activist. And on and on and on. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin, radio's principled patriot. Call in now at 877-381-3811.
Just not enough time to do everything I wanted to do this evening. I will be on Hannity in less than an hour. 9:25 p.m. Eastern Time. Nationalfile.com. Pelosi's son's associate convicted of fraud for scam the Pelosi son promoted in Ukraine. Isn't this amazing? Asa St. Clair, the close associate of Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Pelosi Jr., has been convicted of wire fraud for his role in running a scam called the World Sports Alliance with Paul Pelosi Jr. represented in the country of Ukraine. St. Clair now faces 20 years in prison when he goes up for sentencing in July, giving him plenty of time to flip on his associates. The campaign show with Patrick Hawley on Thursday discuss this case and so forth. Boy, these kids, I tell you, Pelosi, Biden, they really know how to make a buck. They really know how to work with certain individuals, don't they? In other words, they really know how to use the power that their parents have. Vice presidency, presidency, in Biden's case, speakership, in Broomhilda's case, Eva Pelosi's case. It's really quite an amazing thing, isn't it? Jeh Johnson. He's even worried. Joe Biden is going to open, you know, he won't open the oil spigots, but he'll open the borders. They are wide open. And he's going to take back this Title 42, which Trump put in place for health purposes, to ensure that people who are getting coronavirus or have it and are foreigners aren't able to come into the country over the border. Biden wants you to get a few more shots and wear a mask. You know, maybe wear galoshes and sunglasses and so forth. But when it comes to foreigners, he wants to take this protection away. And what he's being told by the experts on the border and others is, we're going to get an enormous number of people coming here illegally. We already have a record, ladies and gentlemen. A record like that has been broken. And it broke the prior record that Biden broke. By the time this man leaves office, we're going to have 10 million, 8 million additional illegal aliens to the number of illegal aliens we have right now. Right now. here is Jay Johnson on MSLSD yesterday, Obama's Secretary of DHS. Go.
Border is a tough issue. I am waiting to see when and if they drop Title 42 for the southern border. It is, frankly, a way to keep the numbers down, though these numbers are pretty high. Just for perspective.
By the way, summer is about to come.
Right. And summer, well.
Wow. Who was that, Chuck Todd? He's not even a meteorologist, let alone a biologist. I wonder if he knows what a woman is. Go ahead.
Typically, the largest months are March, April.
Okay, we're
surging right now. Just for perspective, we're about to hit 1 million in 6 months.
1 million illegal aliens in 6 months. This is unbelievable. This is an impeachable offense. Mr. Transgender, what is it? Transparency Day or something? Visibility Day. Transparency visit. Does that mean people are going to be required to wear like see-through pants and skirts or something? Transgender Day of Visibility. Oh, so I don't have to. Good. Anyway, go ahead.
My highest year was 468,000 in the entire year, and that politically felt like the world was coming to an end.
Right.
So these are very, very large numbers. They're unsustainable in my view. And you make a good point that if Title 42 is lifted, then the public health debate may move to the southern border.
This guy, in certain respects, is very honest. He didn't have to say any of that. And he's right. His highest number was less than half of what have come through already in the first 6 months. This is atrocious what Biden's doing to this country and what his people are doing to this country. They have, as I said many times, defunded the Border Patrol and ICE through the back door by taking their power away from them. We have all these things uprooting our country at the same time, unraveling our country at the same time. It's Cloward and Piven. Just overwhelming the system with spending, overwhelming the system with all kinds of proposals, overwhelming the system with the war on the family, the war on America's unity by using race, overwhelming the system. And Joe Biden feels that by doing so, he'll go down as a great president. The American people despise Joe Biden. They despise him, and for good reason. He deserves to be despised. What he's doing to this country is grotesque. Grotesque. But he doesn't care. Here is Kate Bedingfield, White House Director of Communications. Cut 17, go.
AP is reporting plans by the administration to end Title 42 by May 23rd. Is the Biden administration prepared to deal with the aftermath of ending Title 42 and the expected influx of migrants?
So first, what I would say is that this is a decision that
Why do they all sound like Valley girls who are 12 years old? First, what I would say is this is who's running the country. First, what I would say is, what? Tell us. Go ahead.
D.C. Title 42 is a public health directive. It is not an immigration or migration enforcement measure. So the decision on when to lift Title 42, we defer to the CDC.
Oh, the CDC is running the country. So your classrooms, your kids' health, mandates. And, of course, I don't know that I'll get to it. As the Republicans have pointed out, they are owned and paid for by the teachers' union. Science, you see, ladies and gentlemen. Political science. Go ahead.
That being said, of course, we are planning for multiple contingencies, and we have every expectation that when the CDC ultimately decides...
Hey, we are planning for multiple contingencies. Hey, lady. Or, I can't use that word. Hey, you. How about you? Hey, you. Birthing person. Hey, you. Multiple contingencies? We have one right now. The board is being flooded. which contingency are you using now to protect us, to secure the border? You're not asking for. We need to proselytize in community and neighborhood after community and neighborhood about what these people are doing to this country. They need to be crushed in the off-year election. Crushed! We need to take the House and the Senate, and not by a little. We need to remove McConnell as the leader of the Republicans in the Senate. Then we have a shot at bringing this country back to some level of normalcy. Go ahead.
To lift Title 42, there will be an influx of people to the border. And so we are doing a lot of work to plan for that contingency.
What exactly are you doing? What are you doing? Well, we're doing a lot of work. We got a lot of buses ready and a lot of airplanes ready to move the people around all over the country without the permission, of course, of the locals, because the locals, we know how they are. And we're going to move them all around, particularly into Republican states as we can, even though they tell us we're losing the Hispanic vote. Oh, wait a minute. These people aren't supposed to vote. But we'll make sure they have proper drop boxes in all the right places. But what are they going to do? I'm curious. What are they going to do? They're not building a wall. They're not putting more people at the border. All of a sudden, it's okay to have these little kids in these caged areas. You don't even hear, you know, you don't hear stories about that anymore. You don't hear stories about the 9,000 American citizens behind Taliban lines. It is amazing how corrupt the media are in this country. Amazing and disgusting. Is she done, I hope? Oh. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
For one call, maybe two. Eric, Grand Junction, Colorado, XM Satellite. Go right ahead, my friend.
Mark, I absolutely love your show. I started listening to Sirius because of you right before Plunder of the Seat came out.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to start off with saying I am a gay male, deeply in love with a transgender woman.
Yeah.
And probably the most conservative, one of the most conservative people you will meet. She is on the same page. We do not, and not all people in our lifestyle agree with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like Leah Thompson or whatever her name is swimming in female sports. We don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel, but basically we're being lumped in with everybody else. When quite frankly, we both agree that our lifestyle is nobody's damn business.
Yeah, it's a great point. And but you see, Joe Biden wants it to be everybody's business. He wants to be your conquering hero. And you know, my view is live and let live. Leave people alone. But that's not their view. That's not his view. And what we're really talking about here in Florida and elsewhere is sexualizing little kids. They're 5 to 8 years old. You know, they're playing with Barbie and G.I. Joe. I guess they're not allowed to. But that's what we're talking about. Leave these little kids alone. That's it. What's the problem with that?
We agree. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I do not care. Mark, sorry, but I don't care who you're sleeping with. It's none of my business.
Well, I am married. That's a big giveaway.
Yeah. But my lifestyle and my choices are my business.
Yes, and you don't hear Republican presidents or Republican members of Congress talking about much of this. They're saying, leave the kids alone. Let the parents make decisions for their children. Don't use the public schools and don't use elementary school kids. And we're talking, again, preschool to third grade. Don't use them for an agenda. And by the way, any agenda.
No, let them live their lives as children and let their lifestyle and sexual orientation whatever that may be, evolve naturally.
By the way, did you support Trump?
We both voted for Trump, and I'll vote for him again. Mark, you run for president, I'll vote for you.
Good man. I appreciate that. And you're shocking the people listening now from the Washington Compost and the New York Slimes. You're shocking people in their cars who are liberal Democrats saying, no, 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 no. See, sir, I don't know anything about you, but if just as a as an example, if you were ever nominated to the Supreme Court, they would trash the hell out of you. They would trash the hell out of your, what do I call your friend? Out of your significant other. They would trash the hell out of both of you because you don't fit the stereotype.
Yes. Why can I not support the Constitution wholeheartedly, but be allowed to live my life?
I agree 100%. All right, my friend. Call again.
The Constitution doesn't say I can't be gay, so.
Well, the Constitution doesn't say anything about that.
No. Huh? And so the government needs to stay the hell out of it. It's that simple.
All right, sir. I appreciate your call. Thank you very, very much. GOP lawmakers report teacher unions get unprecedented access after donating heavily to Democrats. The investigative report says the Biden administration rewarded teachers' union support with unprecedented access to the policymaking process guidance on reopening schools. That's the CDC, you know, that follows the science. And he also gave them hundreds of billions of dollars, too. And I have an article here. I don't have time. Over $200 billion in the last spending. They don't know what happened to it. They don't know what happened to it. But they want more. And if they don't get more, you can't get your free COVID tests. This is how the Democrats work. We need trillions more. You can't get your free COVID. Go into a drugstore. They cost like $15. Get your own test. Ladies and gentlemen, we salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, and emergency personnel. We salute our trucker friends. We hope you're doing all right up there in Canada. And our dear freedom-fighting friends in Ukraine.